The two Stanford graduate students who founded Google over 2 decades ago won't relinquish all their power. Between them, they will retain 51% control of the voting rights on the board of Google's parent company, Alphabet, ensuring their say over the company's future. The move makes Google's chief executive, Sundar Pichai, one of tech's most powerful people, as he takes on the role as chief of both companies. The move marks an end of an era for Google, as it navigates intense government scrutiny over its privacy practices and market power. I'm Jillian Wolf in New York.